Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the sparrow and the hawk. Good morning to the owl and the eagle. Good morning to the barn swallow. Good morning to the rainbow trout. It is May the 13th, if you can believe it. It's May the 13th, if you can believe it, baby. I cannot. May the 13th, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc. You got the Andy No Clue. You got the Ian Miles Wrong. You've got Trauma Monkeys coming out of your butt crack. You got cows with worms. You got chickens and pigs having West Wyoming sideways style sex. And then the bird herpes, the monkey goopus. It spreads from rat to bat to sad lad living by the sea. It spreads to submarine men underneath the great deep. It spreads to the elephant people who worship a stone giant not far from Tennessee. Because it is Tuesday, May the 13th, 2025, right around 7:20 a.m. on the Olympic Peninsula. That's local time, fuck. Yeah. And this podcast is just going to have one basic topic. I had a bigger one prepared, but because I saw this article, I just thought, this is inspiring. And as I pointed out, the same dreck, but worse. The same dreck, but I think worse in so many ways, is being spewed on the American people in 2025 that was being spewed on them in 2020. If you substitute Trump for COVID, and frankly, you just leave the BLM, Antifa, and all the other shit the way it is, we're being exposed to a lot of nonstop, highly manipulative, trauma-based mind control. And the popping smoke phase, which I thought would be a little bit different, has mutated slightly. It really is just a kind of, how can I phrase it? If you were mega in 2020, you lived in great pain because you were going insane. Your mega god Trump was treating you like a chump. You were. You were locked down. You were locked up. And you, I know you make me, he couldn't do nothing, Dan. He could never do anything until he does. It's kind of like the economy. Any given day now, if there's a bad piece of data that gets thrown out there, mainly to confuse people, it's not as if anything works now. But every once in a while, when that bad chunk of data gets thrown out, the cognitive dissonance managers of MAGA point out, well, that's Biden's fault. But if the price of eggs goes down, that's Trump's heroism. It's a miracle. You remember how I told you Trump would have a shit ton of miracles and can't do's, and how I just gave up on tracking them before he was even, like, I don't know, actually president? He's got miracles and can't do's. On any given day, if we think things are doing better, they're really not, it's a Trump miracle. But if it's a shitty day in economic terms, based upon what we want to call the news, and the news is a fucking joke, then it's a Trump can't do. You know, well, Trump couldn't do nothing. Biden left him with a steaming pile up. Listen, Trump, he tried. He couldn't do nothing. It's always that same racket, over and over again. Whenever it comes to a giant stinky turd, the mega man comes back and says, well, ain't nothing Trump could do about it, blah, 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 blah. And me personally, I just think he's a fucking calm smoke. Which means it's pointless to waste time on deconstructing Trump. The question we should be asking is, what the fuck is he hiding? Because like the COVID, he's a 800 gigaton, giant, seven ways to Sunday, diseased hippo, and he's hiding something. But he has no real intrinsic value in and of himself. That's the point. It's like the seven, you know, the 777-747. Who the fuck gives a fuck about the nomenclature of a Boeing aircraft? He got this free airplane from Qatar to replace Air Force One. They're gonna name it Surfboard. They're gonna let Tulsi fly it. And the thing is, remember what Papa Blumpity Blump said? If I die, if somebody kills me in an airplane, it's gonna be Iran that did it. Remember, folks, it's gonna be Iran. Just like the magical word, you know, there's a magical word that you know. I need to drink some coffee, baby, but there's a magical word. Everybody knows, really, at this point. I think we know this word. This word has branding recognition beyond McDonald's. And the magical word is Holocaust. And if you say this word, you can murder people, blow people up, assassinate people. You can do all kinds of crooked shit. You just have to say the word Holocaust. You can be a pedophile. You can be a rapist. But as long as you say the word Holocaust, everything's a-okay. So Papa Blumpity Blump said, if somebody kills me, it's Iran. And he's taking ownership of this absurd transactional situation of getting back a free airplane. It all looks like a stupid setup. And for those who have a plastic spoon's worth of plastic in their head, even though I'm giving away the plot, Ned, if it does turn out like this, they'll say, oh shit, Iran did it. I mean, yeah, sure, baby. Iran did it. That's the plastic spoon living inside of your head. You call him Robot Zed. He gathers his chemical forces. He spins his web of dementia. And all of this is a little bit off topic because, like I said, there's a core subject. I'm going to read one article. I could not find a better example. If this is a real story, you will find probably better examples of this story. I don't mean better in terms of more true. That's not what I mean. I mean of the narrative in terms of detail. Like, you know, when a liar starts out, here's the thing about liars. When they start out, it's just, oh, there's a monkey bat virus because people were eating wet market stew food. And then it becomes, oh, there's a Wuhan lab because sci-fi writer back in the 80s said so. And then, you know, it becomes this kind of monkey virus that can travel through pipes in your apartment because it has a tiny little flagellar mechanism. Although viruses don't have those, we don't talk about the inconvenient truth of ultraviolet light. Or why it's so fucking retarded to see people wearing two coffee filters in Las Vegas in 100 degree weather in the year 2021 Bo Blimp Doc, which I saw with my own eyes, motherfucker. And not everyone was doing it, but enough people were doing it that you realize people are fucking retarded. They were. Yeah. So if this does happen, do I think the same people that wear two coffee filters in the blazing sun will believe it? Yeah, because between the plastic spoon named Zed living in their head and that fucking, you know, choke thing they got set up for their own personal BDSM, yeah, I think they're going to believe it. I think their oxygen-deprived poison brains will believe it. So let's read a story. And I'll remind you, I used the word story. I can't tell you that this is news. It could be bullshit. I don't think I've been to this website before, so this website could be bullshit. I don't know. Its masthead is Blitz. Fears none but God. Okay. Headline, nuclear leak scare in Pakistan. Radiation symptoms reported. This is from the news desk of Blitz, blitz.weeklyblitz.net. Published today, Tuesday, May the 13th. Following the publication of a post on Verified X, that's ironic, account of Salahuddin Shoaib Chowdhury, editor Blitz, people have started asking, has Pakistan suffered a nuclear accident? There is no official confirmation or denial of this, but the developments point towards a potentially disturbing situation in Pakistan. After several people reported about the possibility of such an incident on social platforms, any posts or articles referring to radiation or leak are allegedly being taken down by Pakistani authorities, and the local journalists have been reportedly denied access to its nuclear sites. Activists are raising alarms about online censorship. In India, Air Marshal Ak-Ak commented to a journalist during a briefing on Operation Sinbad. And while responding to a question, he said, "Thank you for telling us Corona Hills houses nuclear installations," and then a clear on the record statement that Indian Air Force did not hit Corona Hills indicates that there's strategic messaging at play, because this is all sensitive and everyone's got feelings. Adding to the complexity is the fact that several analysts have reported that military aircraft from both the United States and Egypt have reportedly landed at undisclosed airfields within Pakistan. Sources suggest these landings may be linked to a covert operation aimed at securing or containing Pakistan's nuclear arsenal, fueled by growing anxieties over internal instability and potential radiological contamination. Signs point to radiological event. Some medical professionals and residents within the suspected impact zones have noted an unusual pattern of illnesses that don't align with typical seasonal ailments, said sources. The reported symptoms, including persistent high fever, skin lesions and rashes, chronic respiratory problems, and neurological issues like migraines and disorientation, strongly suggest exposure to radioactive materials through various means. Around nuclear sites in Pakistan, local eyewitnesses have also reported unusual military activity, such as roadblocks, restricted areas, and an increased presence of weird people wearing weird protective gear. These observations do not rule out active containment efforts, possibly in response to a radiological leak or accident at a military-controlled nuclear facility. Key nuclear sites in Pakistan: Corona Hills, Punjab. It is a fortified military zone near Sagoda Air Base. It is widely believed to contain underground nuclear storage tunnels. Initially, it was claimed that it was hit during Operation Sindoor, Sinbad, who cares? But Indian Air Force has denied it. They never lie. Nurkan Chaklala Air Base, Rawalpindi. These are Pakistan Air Force bases near Islamabad. Pakistan has confirmed that Indian missiles struck Nurkan and Sagotha Air Base during recent clashes between the two countries. Dera Ghazi Khan, Punjab. This site has former uranium mines and a nuclear waste dump, Bagachur, and Koi Aslani Range. Cancer, bone, and liver diseases in the DG Khan area are rampant due to poor handling of radioactive waste. A detailed expose of this was done by international journal, The Diplomat. Chagal District, Balochistan. This is the location of Pakistan's 1998 nuclear test blasts. Journalistic investigations, including The Diplomat, have noted that local residents still suffer a result of the nuclear explosions, with a new generation plagued with serious diseases attributed to residual fallout. Aircraft sightings and speculation. Online analysts have highlighted unusual aircraft movements as evidence of a nuclear crisis unfolding in Pakistan. According to analysts, flight tracking services showed Egyptian Air Force, showed other aircraft from China. According to sources, American black helicopters and super shuttles and space torpedoes and various types of laser cannons positioned on the moon and in Uranus. It appears with each passing day, the world has a very fragile confidence in Pakistan's emergency response, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I read most of it because I just can't read the shit these days without just vomiting in my mouth a little, just because I can't really tell you how much of the story's true. One of the reasons why this tickles my fancy is because it's kind of a oops, maybe things aren't okay between India and Pakistan story. It also is a story that has another angle. If you research the topic water wars, India and Pakistan, what you'll find out is right now Pakistan has a real problem, and several of them. For one, I don't know how many of Pakistan's reactors are boiling water, but it's entirely likely that their breeder reactors are, because most breeders are. And if their breeder reactors are boiling water, it means you take ambient temperature and heat exchange as a way to cool them. That's another way of putting it, that if it's too hot outside, if the water flows too low, like there's too little water or too much, and if the water's temperature is off by too much, then all of a sudden you can't really cool the reactor. Now, you can scram it, but as we found out at Fukushima, you still have to recycle the water. So you scram the reactor, full control rod insert, and then eventually, if you can't recycle the water through to keep the system cool, the control rods disintegrate, and then you have an uncontrolled reaction, which, you know, call it China syndrome, call it what you want to, who the fuck knows? If Pakistan's situation was already, how can we phrase this, on edge from a socioeconomic standpoint prior to Operation Sindbad, Sindor, who cares, then it's not implausible that a stray missile could have set, you know, basically triggered a set of circumstances. Because these things, these boiling water reactors specifically, they really can't be ignored. You really do have to pay attention to them, and they're not easy to shut down. So if something like that were to happen, again, I don't really know the reactor makeups in Pakistan. The boiling water ones are kind of the easiest to make, especially if you want to build breeders, which give you plutonium. So yeah, absolutely. Who knows? Who knows? It's not impossible that Pakistan would do whatever it could to deal with the water situation. And I have, okay, so let's talk about Edward Teller. Because this is a weird way of interpreting it. I read a headline that said, Pakistan will use nuclear weapons to deal with the water situation. Now, I think this implied in terms of threats. Like, ultimately, if you cut off our water, it's an existential crisis, we're going to nuke you. But, I mean, if you've ever read your Edward Teller, and specifically looked into things like Operation Plowshares, Project Gas Buggy, this was the real use of tactical nuclear weapons to frack for natural gas. And it was done, I think, at least twice. And who knows? If it was done twice, I bet it was done 20 times. And the only story you have is of aliens, you know, taking out the internal gizzards of cows. You can't imagine U.S. scientists monitoring background radiation, but you can totally, in your fucking COVID-addled plastic spoon head, wrap yourself around aliens cutting up cows. When in reality, it was probably the DOD, DARPA. Anyways, people do crazy shit. Edward Teller helped us, right? He invented the hydrogen bomb, right? And arguably, he was a brilliant guy, but brilliant people can be fucking stupid. And if you're asking me, could Pakistan be in such a desperate situation that they would use a tactical nuke to change the direction of water flow and hydrology? As insane as that sounds, I could see them doing it. And it would be, on one level, an act of war. But if you think of it from Pakistan's perspective, if their water situation is crisis and India cuts off their water, then really it is a matter of life and death. It's an interesting story because it offsets. It might be true. It might be true. It could be another one of these trauma monkeys. Within a day or two, we could find out that it was a nothing burger. That's the thing. They did test nuclear weapons in the way that everybody does. And if the United States killed at least 500,000 people with its above ground tests, how many fucking Pakistanis do you think have been killed? I'm not trying to be a dick, but we're supposedly really smart and good at what we do. And we killed a shit ton of people during nuclear testing. So, yeah, this could simply be what's left over from the Pakistanis doing a lot of nuclear testing, a lot of dirty nuclear testing in a desert, poor hydrology, which means that these isotopes will stick around for a long, long time. And when you do get the flood of water, they're going to collect. Yeah, who knows? I guess it's one of those things, like when I saw the headline, I thought to myself, is this related? Like, is this connected to that sense that some of us have that not everything is okay? And it doesn't mean it's the end of the world, but that we're on the verge of something. And something so big that one could reasonably say that it might be the kind of thing that only happens once every 1,000 years in terms of scale. And if you're wondering if this is a new insight on my part, this has been my consistent base case for 10 fucking years. That we are on the verge of cascading collapse. And that it doesn't have to be about politics. It doesn't have to be about Bill Gates. It's entirely likely that they predicted this and they are looking out for themselves, but it's not very likely you're going to read about their bunkers in Wired magazine. That's unlikely. But again, the plastic spoon in your head is telling you that you can read about Zuckerberg's bunker in Wired magazine. That's what the plastic spoon Zed says. Not all reactor designs are dangerous, but the truth is, the ones that give us weapons-grade material tend to be dangerous. It tends to be dangerous to open up, you know, essentially open up a fission reactor so that you can access materials that are very radioactive in a highly dangerous environment. It's not impossible to do this, but it's very dangerous. And it is one of the most dangerous types of reactors you can build for obvious fucking reasons. There are reactors you can build that don't make weapons-grade material. But people don't want those for whatever reason. Now, I know the news story is, well, Dan, thorium reactors will be online soon. Bill Gates and Elon Musk, these people have reactors that will fit in your butt crack. And I hear these stories every fucking day. Whether it's the lithium phosphate iron batteries that will replace all your fucking batteries. Every fucking day there's a new story about how all this is fixed. Oh, did you hear about Amazon Bezos has a fusion reactor? It's just a couple years away and we'll be on Mars soon in a couple years. Folks, when they narrow or dilate the schedule, which is to say, Mars next year, fusion next year, magical robots next year, everybody's going to have a dildo-operated brain scan in their butthole next year. When they dilate the schedule like that, what do you think that means? Does that mean 2026 is going to rock? Or does that mean more likely the fucking opposite? So no, I don't think it's the end of the world, but I gotta tell you, there's some things going on that got nothing to do with Pakistan and everything to do with the natural environment. And it's not about Greta Thunberg or Al Gore, but something is going on and people are lying about it. And I think the people with power, with resources, they're going to the mattresses, as they say in the Godfather movies. They're heading to the mattresses. And they may be there in their mattresses, I think Antarctica, for the next 200 to 300 years. That could be their plan. That is their evil Dr. Evil plan. They're going to simply let all of this fall apart and watch it like a live TV show. And maybe they'll experiment on the Bunkton Beast. Maybe they'll experiment on the lesbian warlords of the jungle heat of Sector 55 Alpha. Maybe they'll find higher levels of lusty pleasure. Who knows? If you look beyond the headline, and if you're Christian and you ask the Lord for discernment, when you see a news story like this, you should probably pray, and then maybe even ignore it. Right now, all I have is a headline pointing at a country that's a basket case, saying that a basket case might have a basket case event. This doesn't mean anything, really, not necessarily, but it feels indicative. It feels directional. It feels proportional to all the bullshit hype. It's kind of like these economic stories about the tariff thing. The tariff thing always seemed like a joke to me. And in a lot of ways, it was conditioning. A lot like the toilet paper shortage. You remember the toilet paper shortages of 2020, Bo Blimp Doc? They were followed on by the coin shortages. Yeah, they had a lot of these bogus shortages in the last 5 years. And I call them the boy who cried wolf type psyop. Essentially, what you're doing is conditioning people to shortages. So that if all of a sudden it's not toilet paper, but I don't know, red meat. Like, oh, there's no red meat. There's also no pork this week. We have some dried up chicken from the Asparagus Valley. We have dried up chicken from the Asparagus Valley. Those shortages will be real. And because we could all say, oh, but you remember the toilet paper shortage and how dumb that was? Well, of course it was dumb. It was designed to be dumb. You remember the coin shortages and how, yes, they were stupid. They were meant to be stupid, Tard. They want you to feel that way about the food situation. That'll buy them another 1 to 2 weeks, really before people go batshit crazy. And if they can keep the electricity on, which means keep your phones working and your internet working and your downloadable porn working and your game sims working, if they can keep all your bullshit working, then that buys them a couple weeks too. And y'all be just sitting and waiting, drinking maybe water, maybe it'll be patty water, you know, like from Apocalypse Now, that's good enough for you. But whatever brown sludge is coming out of the, you know, the spigot, you'll be drinking that, maybe you'll boil it if you have common sense. Oh boy, plastic spoon. And you'll go ahead and you'll do that for another couple weeks. And it might be 6 to 8 weeks before anybody recognizes that this is not the toilet paper shortage. This isn't the coin shortage. And people are already dying. And by 12 weeks in, a lot of people are dying. And other people are making choices. Like, I can live the keto lifestyle. I can be a keto queen. I can keep my cat alive. My name is Barbara Gumbus. And Barbara's really cute, and she'll go to the bars. I mean, if they're serving anything. And she'll pick up a guy and take him home. And the next day, somebody's brother, somebody's dad, somebody's uncle's missing, and her cat eats. And it's ugly and gross. And it's kind of like back in 2020, really 2019, when I was seeing all those birds of prey in Little Saigon, Seattle. What, eating cancer rat? And I was telling people, listen, if you're seeing the eagles and the hawks and the owls hanging out in the city, they're looking for food. And believe you me, they prefer stuff that's in the woods. They don't really like our food, which includes our rats, too. So keep your little Frenchie off the fucking balcony. And it sounds crazy, but folks, I bet shit like this is already happening, it's been happening, and like all the other crap that UCR covers up, uniform crime reporting, like all the other bullshit that these departments cover up, I bet they cover up the shit too. I would be willing to wager that more than a few kayakers have been taken by orcas at this point. But they're not going to tell you. They got to let you, you got to go back in the water. You know? Amity's a summer town for summer people. Having summer fun. Don't talk about the shark in the water. Right? So yeah, I bet a few kayakers have been taken. I bet a few sailboats have been taken. If we read a story about orcas attacking sailboats near Gibraltar, I bet that the real truth is probably a few of those sailboats went down and a few of those bodies didn't have nutsacks, right, Tillicum? It's hard to say. I can't tell you I trust the news sources, so the only news you can trust is what you can see, what you can verify. If there are people you trust who live someplace else, you can trust them. But if you're asking me to trust journalists who take one version of a story, for example, the story I told Anna Merlan last October, and then morphs it into another version of the story, and I think it was November. But the point is, morphs it into another version, then you really can't do nothing with that. All you can say is, like the building that burnt down in 2020 that the Guardian said happened and didn't happen because I was sitting across the street from it, you can just marvel at the plastic spoons in people's fucking heads, really, and what this allows. So who knows? This story could be bullshit. This story could be a society in collapse that just went through a miniature campaign with another society, and maybe one missile hit the wrong spot. I mean, the difference between Fukushima and not Fukushima could have been a few diesel generators and a few water pumps. The truth is, the difference between those horrific meltdowns and not having a meltdown might have been a small difference, but that small difference is everything that counts. And if this is an actual meltdown situation, then I seriously doubt Pakistan has the resources to deal with it. And yeah, the United States would probably get involved. So would Russia. You know, so would China. Actually, everybody in the region would probably get involved, because depending upon how bad a meltdown, this is bad for everybody. And this is the thing, folks. When it comes to complexity, because we can steer our truck away from pole shifts and the resets and the reptilians and the aliens. We can take all the boogeymen and put them on a fucking boat and sink them with a fucking torpedo. But when it comes to complexity, which is well studied in mathematical and engineering terms, when it comes to the bouncy castle, which is human civilization at this point, it's hard to say what causes the first problem. Is it too many tears and not enough tape? Is it the air pump that starts breaking down, or the engine that drives the pump? Is it the fuel that you can't find to feed the system, or maybe it plugs into the wall? And this is a simple system. A bouncy castle is a simple system. It is not very complex. We are way worse than a fucking bouncy castle. So if you ask me what one thing has to fail first, who the fuck knows? The only way the scheme works is if two things are true. A, the bouncy castle keeps growing, and B, we can keep pumping air into it. But if the bouncy castle starts shrinking, and worse yet, starts falling apart, and if you run out of tape, and all of a sudden the air pump breaks, then you've got problems. You've got serious fucking problems. And by the way, worldwide total economic collapse is a fuzzy event. It doesn't have a day. It doesn't happen on Tuesday, May the 13th, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc. It happened every day before it. It happens every day after it. It's an exponential function. It starts out really slow. And then somebody says, oh shit, we had a stock market collapse. That must have been the reason I have a spoon in my head. I have a spoon in my head. That's it. That's the base case. You can remove all the bugbears. You can get rid of all the ghouls and demons and ghosts. The base case is that we're staring down the collapse of the most complex civilization in human history to our knowledge. And if this has happened before, that's not a good news story. Because if this has happened before, like 20 or 30 or 40 or 50,000 years ago, then clearly not much was left after, you know, other than people, right? So if you're trying to, well, Dan, it's happened before. Yeah, a lot of shit's happened before, buddy. Ask me about cancer. It's happened before. And it keeps on happening. So you can apply your thought process to this. This could be indicative of things breaking down. It's kind of like Haiti. The reason why Haiti's not in the news isn't because everything's okay. The reason why Haiti's not in the news is the same reason a lot of places aren't in the news right now, and the same reason the permafrost, which should be, in my opinion, in the news, if what I'm reading is true and what I'm seeing is true. The reason these things are in the news, there's nothing they can do about it. Nothing. They can't do shit about Haiti. You think they can help Haiti? If they have a choice between bringing stability to Haiti or giving the state of Israel bombs to drop on people, which do you think they do more of, brothers and sisters? Okay? I can promise you that if my job is permanently cut, that money went to pay for bombs. And we all know it's printed money, so it's garbage money. It's Vader bucks. It's that aircraft tape you use on the bouncy castle. Yeah. No, there's no money for Haiti. There's no money for all of this. The World Food Program came out a few years ago and basically said, we do not have the resources to support the multiple famines. Famines have been spreading for a few years now, brothers and sisters, and they're only going to get worse. And eventually, Rome does starve. We starve last, at least in terms of calories. We might starve first in terms of health, like in terms of nutrition. Like the Norman Borlaug miracle might have always been a poison pill in so many ways, but yeah. So good luck figuring this one out, I'd say. I think our best bet right now is wait and see. This could be a bullshit story. But if it's a real story, then who knows? Who knows? Who knows what happens next? I mean, the thing about the world right now and the level of instability, whether or not you think there are people who are balancing three balls on top of each other, or whether or not they're just like fleas on the dog too, who think they're in charge, is that there are so many tears. So many things are obviously breaking down. You can ignore the fucking news. Just look around you. Put down your fucking smart device and take a fucking walk. Take a look at the windshields of the pickup trucks. Count how many birds you see. You'll still see them. I still see them too. But they're just not as many, are there? It is Tuesday, May the 13th, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc. This story does have that ring to it, that verge ring, that if you're a Christian, you could also say, Dan, isn't it possible that this is one of those stories related to, you know, yeah, it's possible. And also, I wouldn't waste any time, because if you're living a good Christian life, you don't have to worry about it. You don't. You shouldn't worry about it. The fact that I bring it up makes me an asshole. So the bottom line is, if this is one of those stories, we'll know when we need to know. For right now, if you're a Christian, just live a Christian life. Try to ignore the bullshit. Open up your heart to peace and love and respect and ultimately, you know, forgiveness. Be a person that the Lord made. Be you. Be free. But these things are just, in so many ways, either false or beyond our control or both. It's Tuesday, May the 13th, 2025, as I said so many times in the last few minutes. And it is almost 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the Olympic Peninsula.